To the roads now, and Gardaí will continue their bank holiday enforcement operation today as motorists return home after the long weekend. The enforcement action is focusing on drink and drug driving, seatbelt wearing, speeding and using a mobile phone while driving. A pedestrian in his 30s died after being struck by a car on the N18 in the early hours of Saturday morning, bringing the total number of people killed on the roads so far this year up to 80. And Gardaí are investigating a serious injury collision which occurred in the early hours of this morning near Swinford in County Mayo. We can speak now with Superintendent Liam Geraghty from the Garda Press Office. Superintendent Geraghty, good morning. Can you give us a picture, first of all, of what it's been like on the country's roads this weekend as far as your enforcement operation has gone?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. We've had a very, very busy operation ongoing since 7 a.m. on Thursday morning. So up to 7 a.m. this morning, 137 drivers have been arrested for driving under the influence of an intoxicant so far this bank holiday weekend, and our operation continues for a further 24 hours. We've also had quite a significant focus on speeding, and while I don't have the full details of the numbers detected for speeding, some of the examples I can give is a motorcyclist in Wicklow detected driving at 146 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre zone, and we have another vehicle detected driving at 190 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre zone on the N4 in Mullingar, and these sort of speeds are completely unacceptable on our roads any time of the year, not to mention just a bank holiday.
When it comes then to enforcement, what are the main problems that your members are finding? Is it speed?
Speed is one that we consistently focus on. Obviously, everybody should be complying with the speed limits, but we would also just appeal to people that even within the speed limit to slow their speed down and moderate the speed a little bit. The main problem with speed is if you are unfortunate enough to be involved in a road traffic collision, the higher the speed you're travelling at, the greater the impact of that road traffic collision and the greater the possibility of either death or serious injury. So speed is one of the major factors, not only within the speed limit, but just in general. So our appeal to everybody this bank holiday weekend, and we know that the Monday afternoon of a bank holiday can be quite a dangerous time as people are returning home after being relaxed for the weekend. Our appeal to everybody is to slow down and take their time. They will get home, and it's better to arrive home a little bit later and safely than not to arrive home at all.
Drug testing is now mandatory for any driver involved in a serious collision or a crash since Friday. Have your members arrested many people under the influence of drink or drugs over the weekend?
Well, so far this weekend, we have arrested 137 drivers for driving while intoxicated. I don't have the specific breakdown yet as to whether any of them are involved in road traffic collisions or just in general enforcement. It's a bit early over the course of the bank holiday weekend to determine that. But yes, that is the latest piece of legislation that has come in, so that if you are now involved in a road traffic collision, you will be with a serious injury, you will be tested for both alcohol and drugs at the scene.
Now, there's a report on the front of the Irish Times this morning, Superintendent Geraghty, in relation to automatic number plate recognition technology which Gardaí have now in patrol cars, and that picks up offences like no tax, no insurance and driver disqualification. And the report says that system is picking up so many offences that Gardaí are unable to respond to all of them. Are your members being overwhelmed?
Well, automatic number plate recognition is not something that's only recently within on Garda Síochána. I remember as a younger guard myself in roads policing actually having access to AMPR systems as well. What has happened over recent months is that we have extended the AMPR capability has improved greatly, but we have also extended it onto the mobility devices of our roads policing members. So what it means is our members can work more effectively and efficiently when they're on checkpoints in terms of managing traffic that's coming through the checkpoint. And the day of actually having to stop and look at the windscreen to check an insurance disc or a tax disc is gone for our roads policing members. They can now detect this on the mobile phones. We've always had to prioritise what we've dealt with on the roads. We don't live in a society, unfortunately, where everybody has absolutely everything perfectly on the phone. We're not looking to detect people that have 1 month out of tax or 2 months out of tax. We're looking for those most risky drivers who are also then likely to be involved in more risk-type driving behaviour on the roads, and they are linked together. Somebody with no insurance is likely to have further offences and is likely to be taking greater risk on the roads. So this is a tool to assist our members in making their decision-making process on the roads.
All right. Can I ask you just about a separate story on the front page of the Irish Independent today? And that is about plans for a new portal which will allow drivers to upload dash cam footage of dangerous driving that they experience or they witness on the roads. When will that be in place, and how will it happen, or what will happen once the footage then is uploaded by motorists?
That is correct. It is part of an action within the road safety strategy. It is something we've been looking at for a while. Last week, we launched body-worn cameras for members of Garda Síochána Corner, and as part of that project, we've been able to bring in and will be bringing in a digital evidence management system to deal with the video footage that's coming from those. And we will be extending that system, the DEM system, to allow members of the public to provide us with video footage that they may have retrieved. And that's not just in terms of road safety and driving on the road, but also in terms of our appeals for people with dash cam footage or video footage in terms of major crimes. So when that rolls out, it will be 18 months to 24 months before we are in a position to roll that out fully to the public. But when it rolls out, people will be able to upload footage, but we will still require the people who are uploading that footage to make a statement to prove the authenticity of the footage, and possibly also then to attend court in terms to prove that evidence in the court. But it will make the system far easier for us to get that footage from other drivers on the road who have complaints about the driving of other people, and to make that complaint to us and allow us then to investigate that properly.
All right. Superintendent Liam Garrity, head of the Garda Press Office, thank you for speaking with us today.